Hi, I'm Brian Nankervis, filling in for David Astell on evenings on ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria, and I wanted to bring you this conversation I had with the freshly awarded 2021 Victoria Australian of the Year, Donna Stolzenberg. Donna is a proud Indigenous woman and founder and CEO of the National Homeless Collective. I started our conversation by asking what the announcement meant to her and the collective.
Well, since we started back in 2015, we've been trying to change the narrative around homelessness, how we speak about it, how we look at it, and those general ingrained views that we have in society. And this award will allow us to have that voice to be able to let people know things have changed now, and they probably were always quite different to what we thought homelessness was. And it gives us that platform to get everybody else on board to come in and help us help the people that we're looking after. Everybody is just one paycheck, one step away from homelessness, and we need to not so much normalise it, but we need to let people know that it's not, people experiencing homelessness or disadvantage are no different to anyone else. They just need a different set of support.
Yes. Now, I understand, Donna, that you've lived the experience of homelessness.
Yeah, look, it was many, many years ago, probably about 30 years ago now, and I was very shocked to see that things had not changed very much in that 30 years. You know, we don't fix homelessness the same way. It's caused by different issues now. Some still the same, but some very different. The housing affordability crisis is what's driving most of the homelessness. My experience was a very long time ago. I was separated from family for quite some time. I managed to reconnect with them and then I was okay. But without the family backing to support me, I would have been in an incredibly difficult situation for a much, much longer time. And that's what I've seen happen to people. If you don't have family to support you, the system is really going to let you down. And it's going to be a mad scramble to try and get out of it.
Of course. And was it more than family, though, that helped you get out? I'm sure family was a absolutely crucial factor. But what else helped you get out of homelessness?
For me, it was I just had those competencies to be able to look around and support myself. And I didn't have any other secondary issues that a lot of other people might be facing. But we're talking 30 years ago, so there was no internet back then. I couldn't look up services. I didn't have I didn't even have a mobile phone to call anybody. So, you know, one day I sort of found myself on a bus stop with two children at 5 o'clock in the morning and nowhere to go.
Yeah.
And I had to ask around, find a shelter to go to, and then find a way to connect back to family. And
in Melbourne?
No, it was actually in Queensland.
Okay.
So
yep.
Yeah. And so things are very, very different now. So if you don't have family to support you, you're relying on the system, and we're seeing more and more that the system is just letting people down, and that's what needs to change. We have to treat people as individuals, not categories, and follow them through their individual journey step by step and help them navigate out of homelessness, but with those support systems around them, but let them drive that journey out rather than us dictating to them what they need to do.
Are you saying that things have improved or things are tougher?
I think that things have changed a little bit, but I don't think they're effective.
Yeah.
I see so many people, and the people that we speak to, they call it a Ferris wheel. They say, 1 minute I'm up and I've got temporary accommodation, but there's nothing more than that, and then I'm back down again, I'm back on the street. And one of the things that we found that drives a lot of that is people not being able to find employment that allows them to navigate homelessness at the same time. So we started up an employment service where people experiencing homelessness, domestic abuse, domestic violence could work, but we would allow their particular situation to take precedent over their working hours. So they start work whenever they can get there. They finish whenever they need to leave. There is no start and finish time. And what we want to do is to get more employers to look at employing people who perhaps can't fit that 9 to 5 or can't start at that particular time or can't finish at that time. Homelessness is chaotic. No
Yes.
one day is the same as the next. And we need to create many more employment opportunities for people who are experiencing homelessness or disadvantage to be able to work, keep paid, keep employment, and there's less pressure on the public purse if we do that. And then that person has a less of a gap in their resume, and they're more likely to leave into other part-time or full-time secure work.
Of course. I mean, there needs to be some flexibility. As you say, homelessness is chaotic. It's chaos. It brings up a whole range of issues. And if everything is hard and fast, it just won't work. It's 20 minutes past nine on evenings. Brian Nankervis with you, and I'm speaking to a very excited and very proud woman, Donna Stolzenberg. She's the 2021 Victoria Australian of the Year, proud Indigenous woman, and founder and CEO of the National Homeless Collective. Donna, I want to ask you about the very beginnings of the National Homeless Collective, because I believe it began with a very simple idea of handing out sleeping bags.
It did, Brian, yeah. So I actually saw a fellow on the street who I initially had thought had passed away because it was so incredibly cold, and it was, to me, it was too cold to be alive in the street. And I had nothing to give him, nothing to help him with. He was sleeping on a bench. And I just felt so just completely helpless. So I decided to collect some sleeping bags and take them out to people on the street. And once I started doing that and talking to the people out there, I started to realise all the other myriad of problems that were happening and how the system was failing. So I was working for the federal government at the time. And then about 3 months after that first sleeping bag drop, I quit my full-time job and decided to focus on the charity full-time. And 5.5, nearly 6 years later, here we are. And we now have anywhere sort of between 6 or 7 projects running at any one time.
Donna Stolzenberg, the 2021 Victoria Australian of the Year. As I mentioned, proud Indigenous woman and founder and CEO of the National Homeless Collective. It started with a sleeping bag, and look where you are now. Donna, I'm sure you got a lot of people who want to chat with you, so thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Brian.